Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. I want to thank you so much for releasing the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that as you're preparing yourself for the month of September, the Lord says it's a time for you to begin to review all loans or debts or joint accounts and maybe even possibly areas of insurance. And yet God says it's going to be important that you stay on top of detail. It's going to be important that you take care of any kind of bills or things of that nature. Take care of them ahead of time. The Lord says also keep informed about someone close to you, even their spending habits, and that's going to be key, and that's going to be important for you. And yet the Lord further says unto thee that around the 13th, the attention is going to shift, because I see God's dealing with your beliefs. He's going to deal with parent-type figures. He's going to begin to deal with areas of education and also learning. You'll also begin to see and know that as you're moving forward into the month of September, the Lord says that it's important that you begin to nurture value relationships, saith the Spirit of the Lord. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says you're going to make a real breakthrough even around the 25th of the month. And yet God says also in the month of September, include quiet times in your daily schedule so that you can get your proper rest. And yet God says if you're always on the go physically or mentally, you can end up running the risk of becoming somewhat burnt out. So use wisdom in that area, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
And I further hear the word of the Lord say to you for this month of September, this is a very favorable month for relationships and partnerships. God says press forward in relationships and partnerships. And God says this is the season and the month for harmony and balance. I further hear Father God saying this is also the season to monitor your health. God says make sure you eat properly and get enough rest. And I feel Father God hear Father God saying in the workplace, being mindful of possible power struggles with those in authority or those in the higher areas of work. I also hear Father God saying this is a season where he's going to call you to number your days and apply yourself to wisdom. Father God says this is the month to begin to promote your goals and plans. I hear Father God saying around the 14th of the month, Father God says make sure you begin to get your ideas out before those who are in authority. And I hear Father God saying this is your season of recognition and favor. And that is the word of the Lord.
Now, I want you to begin to prepare your heart and your mind as the prophetic team begins to come forth, and I'll be right back to tell you what else I see God is saying concerning you in this season that you're about to walk into.
God bless you, Sister Laverne. I hear God saying, he's igniting the fire that shows up within your bones. God says you're going to be a great communicator. You're going to connect people. You're going to bring forth great exuberance when you're in the presence of people. God says you're going to begin to see things from a realm that he's going to show you. And you're going to walk into your greatness. Your greatness, God says. Your greatness is commanding you to come forth. The new person, the new you is coming forth. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord saying that he's making a way for you. God is saying that you don't have to do it all by yourself. God is saying that he sends help in this season. And I hear God saying for you to not, don't hesitate, but God is saying that there's a transformation happening. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Laverne. Sister Laverne, I'm hearing the word of the Lord saying that you're going to be doing more writing in this season. And God says that he's clearing your mind of some things. God says for you to continue to move forward. God says to not allow distractions to come. God says to keep your focus. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Laverne. The Lord says that you've had an idea for, like, there's a communicational anointing on you. You have the ability to speak well. God says you've been toying with this idea of a talk show, something with talk show, with media. God says he gives you the green light. He gives you to go forth with it. For there's much favor even in that industry for you, for you're going to begin to do new things. And you're going to be doing stuff with Christian television. He's just going to bring you into the right connections. God says that even if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you shall speak to your mountains, and it shall be moved. And whatever you ask in him, ask in faith. Believe, therefore, you shall receive, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Laverne. I hear the word of the Lord to you saying, be open to changes. Well, Father God says growth demands change, and Father God says you're in a growth drought in this season, mentally, physically, and financially. Father God said this is the season where you're going to find yourself liquidating some things, and I even hear Father God saying you'll be receiving some loans, for I agree with the word that has been spoken by the prophet. But Father God said this is your season of entrepreneurship concerning entertainment, anything with the entertainment field, and or I hear Father God say even fashion, the fashion, entertainment, and industry. Father God said it's going to bless you. And I just hear Father God say a new wardrobe for the new open doors. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you have been blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. I want to thank you so much for moving in faith and getting your seed in the ground. And I want you to begin to know that the Lord says you're going to grow spiritually in this season. You're going to grow in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And you're going to see that the Holy Spirit shall lead thee and the Holy Spirit shall guide thee. And I will bring you into a new plateau in me, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. And I will give you wisdom, and the wisdom that I shall impart in thee shall cause you to make right decisions. And you're going to see that during the next 2 to 3 months that you're going to come into a place in a dimension in me, yea, saith the Lord. For the Lord says, know that as you begin to get in his presence, you're going to rise, and you're going to rise in power. You're going to rise in authority. You're going to rise in ambition and even strength. For I, the Lord, shall be with thee, and I shall guide thee, and I shall lead thee. So the Lord says, come away, my beloved, and get into my presence. For the Lord says, I bring you into a time where you need to begin to even fast once a week, one day a week, where you shall focus on me, where you shall focus on the things of the Spirit, and you will stay in my presence mentally, and you will see that I will lead thee, and I will guide thee beside still waters, and you will step into greener pastures. For the Lord says, I desire to sup with thee. I desire for thee to come into my presence, and there you will come into the land of plenty, yea, saith the Spirit of the Lord. Bless you, Sister Laverne. Thank you for your seed. No woman of God, that you're stepping into a season of the time of power. I see business opportunities opening up for thee. I see success all around thee. I see changes all around thee, for you're going to begin to see change even financially, and you're going to come into a time of new beginnings and new opportunities. And oh, prepare yourself as you move in faith. You will begin to see new business opportunities coming forth out of thee. For the Lord says your destiny is bright, and I see blessings all around thee. I see success, whatever you lay your hands to. So now the Lord says, get into my presence and begin to hunger after me and begin to thirst after me. And as you do that, woman of God, you're going to see that you shall not lose, but you shall win. And I shall put my name, I shall put my name upon thee, yea, saith the Lord. And others will seek thee out, and you're going to see that they will like thee, and they're going to love what you're going to be able to bring to the table. So the Lord says, I guide you in this season, because God says you're going to be amazed as you discover your time in my presence, that you're going to learn and you're going to prosper. For many blessings are coming your way, and even in this hour. Now thank you once again for the miracle seed. God bless.